a crime. I've forgotten all of young love's joy. Feel like a lady egg, you my lady boy. You should be stronger than me. You should be stronger than me. To be stronger than me.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Super Smash Brothers coming through shortly. If you missed it last week, we had ST the Squad. Well, some of them. We had DJ Deadeye, Superstar Snuck, and Rex in here talking about their new album, self-titled. It's their debut. They had a couple mixtapes and EPs before that, but this is the real deal. It's out now. Both the interview and the album. If you're tuned in, let us know at Live Free OD Radio or at LFOD Radio on the gram. Ask us questions, let us know what's happening, what you like, what you don't like. And if you're looking for that interview, there's two places. Well, There's about a million places. But the best way is either lfodradio.com, or if you're not with the computer thing, go to the iTunes store, type in LFOD Radio. Or if you have Stitcher for your podcast, type in LFOD Radio. Or if you have Google Play, or if you listen to your podcast anywhere, LFOD Radio. Or you can go to soundcloud.com/LFOD. That's got a little snippet. That's got a whole bunch of stuff on there. In addition to that, ST podcast and their album, Terminology, another member, just dropped something with Slain, Antihero. And we were at their first show ever as a duo up in Manchester. So we posted a review of that. That's also up on the site. And before that, we even had the interview with Oompa and Cliff Notes. If you don't know about hipstery, you should get hip. They are making some moves. Oompa is nominated for a Boston Music Award. Cliff Notes just dropped a nice new album. And we're real happy to be linking up with them. I don't think it's the last time you'll hear their names. So we're going to get into this, play some records, and remind you one more time, if you're tuned in, to get at us. If you're an artist, submissions@lfodradio.com. Send us some clean records. We do not have a guest next week for what seems like the first time in months, so we're going to be playing a bunch of music. So get in those clean records now, submissions@lfodradio.com. And yeah, we'll be back with Super Smash Brothers shortly. This is the new one from ST to Squad. It's the ST 2.0. Let them know.
Static selector.
Came to bomb at the rhyme is one of a kind, of a wine in the mastermind in lines I'm designing, finding. You know the spit is heavy, real is the obituary. I roll a stick of cherry, it's the walking dictionary. Living lavish, now reality to the realest. Rappers stealing cabbage, filling ratchets up until they feeling fattest. Deep as a tatter, but rabbits as my sneakers is whack. Now I uniquely attack, each beat I'm teaching the facts. Think of your evilest rap, T is the sequel to that. See sweeper pieces I pack, under the seat in my act. We put the bean on the mat, beast with a B on the hat. Leaderless sneakers to match, cutting 50.
I'm about to hit y'all with this rapid fire. Oh, you rapping liars, move back or find yourself in the path of my affiliates. A pack of lions, packing iron, max of fire, and catch a giant bullet, air you out like a flattened tire. The ranks of rap I'm climbing, cause of this classic rhyming. You're out of line, it's time to perform this rap alignment. Lyrical mastermind, but don't do that, my casket violent. Grab the nine and leave you wet, you think the homie passed the height.
Hey, yo, they call me Hector, definition of hard of living. My squad's spitting the sickest, my guard being my witness. Y'all realize the winners and recognize who the realest, the best inside of the business is pocketing them two Chris's. We're popping a few biscuits, money, power, and riches. When I'm hungry, I can devour a few dishes. When I'm angry, I can devour a few snitches. And by the end of the hour, I'm down in the Henny Privilege.
Let it go, let it go, let them know I'm about to go. So let it go.
Green light, no matter, I'ma let it go. No predicate, but still a derelict. Flow like the kettle blow. X and O's, lesson for foes. No fo-fo for show. Weapon capping, I'm going burning shopping. Yo, Bernard Hopkins after 44. Knock a silly Yacinelli grenade to your grill piece. I kill beats, spill these for ST. Rest in peace to MCs, Sugar Ray and Dempsey. Uppercut with lefty, you buttercups is the flow, I'm down below, my mind is going 60 and a 35, dominoes get copy cool. I be talking flu, AIDS, and syphilis. I spew flames, ridiculous, last to the dying lyricist.
Yo, it's Clip, I'm the heart of the automatic, the hardest of all these rappers, cause all of them hustle backwards. I roll in the backwards, I puff it and pass it. I'm known as a savage, packing a ratchet, blasting these actors. I'm one of the baddest, you stuck on the average. I cop it and bag it, watch it profit and add up. So watch a master flow, it's just so natural. How I'm stacking though, I'm bagging the son of blast the flow. Yeah.
in his witty. That running the inner city, kicking the door, whipping the four like a thinner biggie. My with me, we getting bent off the gin and sticky. My fingers itchy, I'm quick to pull it if a tempt me. Give me the money and put the in a duffel. My stuck on their hustle, my fifth equipped to bust you. I hold the world in my palm, I squeeze my grip and I crush you. I'm digging these graves, the sickle picking the shovel.
It's Snook, the one they waiting on. No matter what stage I'm on, play the song. Don't get crazier than when they perform.
ST
back and amazing them with this latest one. Hating while I'm eating till everything on the plate is gone. It ain't an obstacle, they know the Baraka flow. But chop them whole, pockets low, still willing to rock and roll. We rap addicts, they had it and now we have it. No, we mass baddest and now we back at it with static. Let them know.
Hey, it's so fun, my teeth all across the world still. Hitting them corners in them low-nos, girl, hey.
Uncontrollably dope, I am opium in the stokey. Going at took and throat, I am. Float on beats like a boat, I am. Everything I spit fire, man. Swallow dynamite, vitamins. Iron Man with the violent plans. Keep a stick like a violin. I am on my own island. Kick shit it like I'm IP, man. Going in like an IV and Ivy League with the dialect. Celibate, you can fuck with me. Melanin, you can die from that. Molly, Molly, and Percocet. You can set every clock back. My time still coming, you can't stop that. Still, run at the chair like a drill. We used to work in the fields. Yeah, we are in different reveals. You are content with a lil. Yeah, you probably surf on this bill. If I tell you it's a lil ocean, no social media, but I'm in this shit. Posted with my dogs, you walking on walls and Twitter feeds. We on bigger things, pause. Trying to assemble these money tree seed assemblies. Teach you to get inside of bad back freedom and grow wealth by adjusting your energy. Ooh, I'm a different breed, pit bull jaws. Lock on an elegant law. The meek will fight the war. The rich will write the score. The kings are all behind bars. My James are that of a God, so whether Jesus or whether I lie, or whether I live, or whether I die, or whether it rain, or whether men lie. I got loyalty, got royalty in my DNA. Oil, sheen, cocoa butter, and value brand. Cocoa puffers from Aldi's. I'ma always be there for my family when they call me. Brought the tour to my city, they was happy when they saw me. Chinamen and graffiti walls make me feel like the raw me. Like I get humble just seeing how far I come from. To stomping with the big dogs from tiptoeing on small feet. Like I get humble just seeing how far I come from. Again, don't make it about the hood where I come from. A darkness that doesn't disappear when the sun come. I had to bite the bullet with all my teeth, made my gums numb. I'ma do this shit in the venue even if none come. I am so nasty with the syllables, make a nun come. Shout out Big Joker, my bro held me down in the dungeon. When niggas pull strings on the chopper, yeah, make the drum strum.
La, la, la.
Ghetto hymns, the devil reaching, don't let him in.
Ooh, la, la, la.
The treasure within is more valuable than gold. I know this ain't what y'all on. I know you wanna hear me stun on broken tickets in my songs. I know you blowing on strong. I know your foreign on chrome. I know I'm too deep, go long. I caught this beat in the zone. Beat it to pieces, shalom. This ain't a beat, it's a bomb. Watch me like TV, you see me all on your DVD-ROM. I feel like Yeezy and Jay-Z. I put in work when you lazy. Shout out my mama, that's Tracy. I never let the hate face me. I grew up on the miseducation. Bars I'm spitting become tenants and souls that were once vacant. I give them life, yeah. That went over heads like selling lights. I'm really nice with the rap ish. 100 friends, but how many hold you down? Just a fraction. Here today and then gone tomorrow, just on some snaps ish. I've been alone so much, I learned to appreciate absence and everything that comes with this black skin. Don.
La, la, la.
Ghetto hymns, the devil reaching, don't let him in.
La, la, la.
The treasure within is precious, baby girl, you're a gem.
La, la, la. Ooh, la, la, la.
Life is nothing more than a conundrum. Yeah, yeah. This that one shot, don't you waste it, gunshot. Start the races, run until the reaper take you. Run until the reaper take you. Seize the moment, don't forsake it. Eyes open, guess who made it? You just enter to the mysteries. Brace yourself, cause it get brisk. Take your first step, take your first breath. Different, ain't it? Things is looking trippy, ain't it? What's this thing we living, baby? This this feel like a million bucks. Chance of this one in a million. Kudos cause you made the cut. Not everyone get past auditions. Oh, oh, ah. So what's your plans? A baby gotta crawl for he learned to stand. Learn to understand the power in your hand. Ain't no limits here, the universe is grand. Don't let them box you in cause this bitch get crammed. Learn to ride the wave, be as loose as sand. Cause going against the grain make you lose your zen.
And it was all a game anyway.
Understand. Life is nothing more than a conundrum. You are both the answer and the question. We can see the light before the sun's up. So let's treat every second like the last one. We don't care what they gotta say. Cause if it ends right now, they'll forget us. This is just a dream anyway. And any morning, man, we probably won't remember. Take your loss, get back on the ball. Who gon' knock you off? Life is short, take a look around. It don't last too long, make it count. Go and spread your wave, do a cannonball. Take your time, don't be in a rush. Or you'll miss some stuff. Keep your balance, things get hard without it. You might lose your touch, dodge your thoughts. Never feel no pressure, never do too much. Know your path, know just where you headed. Or don't catch your bus. Things inspire a lot of hand, yeah. You can lose yourself, trying to keep yourself and still fail to understand, yeah. The lessons life is trying to hand, yeah. Darker times will turn your lamp on. See the light and learn the truth. Live a lie and you gon' probably burn your pants off. Either way, you lit just like a candle. Know you have to feel both sides. Know it's good to feel the good vibes, but you gotta know a friend who don't ride. Gotta lose a couple of your close ties. Gotta smoke a bowl and feel no highs. Go broke, make it through the cold times. And know it's still alright. I know this is called life.
Life is nothing more than a conundrum. And you are both the answer and the question. We can see the light before the sun's up. So let's treat every second like the last one. We don't care what they gotta say. Cause if it ends right now, they'll forget us. This is just a dream anyway. And any morning, man, we probably won't remember.
Kyle Bent, Conundrum. We got a show with him November 9th up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, along with Tim Nine and ETS. Positive Street Art will be in the building. We're doing a Thanksgiving food drive, so that'll be up at 3S Art Space. Hope to see some of y'all up there. Before that, we had Orin Major with Ghetto Hymns. That's his new joint. Shout out to him. He's been sending us a lot of records lately, so we're happy to have that. And Super Smash Brothers should be here shortly. In the meantime, though, we got Priscilla.
Peace, peace.
What's happening?
It's so good to be back.
So good to have you here.
I really miss coming here every Tuesday, and I'm going to do better, I promise.
I know you miss it, and that's why I'm not even going to give you a hard time.
Okay, thank you.
We're just going to get our vibes right.
Thank you. Thank you. What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? We're on iTunes now. That's the big deal.
Hey.
Fired up about that.
Congrats to us.
Thank you. On behalf of us. Thank
on
you.
On behalf of us. Congrats.
Yeah, this we're on iTunes. We got this show coming up. We got the podcast rolling.
Word.
We've been covering more shows. We have like a street team rocking now.
That's awesome.
I call them correspondents.
That's
like a
boring.
Real news station. It is a little boring.
Yeah, you could come up with a better street team name.
No, that's not the name for the street team.
Oh, okay.
The street team's probably like the militia or something. I don't know. Nah, maybe that's more Uncle Sam thing. But
I don't know.
Nah, but what I mean is we're sending people to shows to cover them, so like our coverage is going to be up. Right. Like,
that's awesome.
Real news, you know. So right.
And it's also supporting artists or
there's events so that are going much on in happening.
It is,
and I can't get to everything. So yeah. Now we're going to be able to send people to a lot of shows, right. And so. Be sure to follow along Twitter definitely. At Live Free OD Radio, Instagram definitely. At LF OD Radio. We were at Razen's Midnight Satori okay. release at Mass Apparel on Friday.
Shout out
to Razen. It was dope. It was cool. They had all the projectors going. He's got a good little beat tape there. Mm-hmm. I don't think beat tape is the right word. A good album. Kadeem was there. Met him. A lot of guys I hadn't really seen before who were like mm-hmm. producers and stuff. Evil Doer, no. High Fidelity was in the building.
Okay.
I don't have the flyer in front of me. I didn't even, but that's a lot of dope producers. And so shout out to Mass Apparel too for providing, definitely. You know, a space for everyone.
Definitely.
So.
Definitely.
What else is going on?
Listening
I don't know.
To any new music?
Me?
Yeah.
Always.
What's new that you've been listening to?
No, but I do the interviews here.
Ah! So you're not going to answer the question? Is that your way of not answering it?
I don't know what I've been listening to.
Rhapsody's album came out.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you haven't listened to it?
No.
Okay, Rhapsody's album is really good.
I listen to what we have on here. So I've been listening to the new Smash Brothers.
Okay.
I checked out the new ST the Squad.
Word.
I've been jamming. What there's been something I've been listening to. You know how it is? We listen to it so much that now I can't even think of it. It's just like a part of my day.
Word.
I'll think about that, though. Rest in peace, Tom Petty. I was doing some Tom Petty the other day.
Word.
I listened to him while he was still alive, too, though. I'm not that guy.
Okay, gotcha. You didn't jump on the bandwagon when he died?
No, I did not. He had a funkier band than people realized, too. Heartbreakers are dope live. So, yeah, I don't know. We should do that. We'll publish. That's a good idea. We should start publishing what we're listening to weekly.
I'm down for that.
What's in the mix?
I'm down for that.
Yeah, and we'll get, because we don't always, I can't always play what I'm listening to because I don't have clean versions.
It's true. It's just true.
So.
I've been listening to, honestly, even Kyle Bent, Complex Simplicity.
Yeah, Kyle Bent's dope.
I really enjoy that project.
So. He's coming back on the 24th. You think you'll be there?
24th.
You missed our last convo. Him and I had a dope convo. Right. If you guys haven't heard the Kyle Bent interview, check that out. Once again, we're on iTunes, everything, but type in LFOD Kyle Bent or hit LFODradio.com. But Kyle's dope. And
I can make it for that one, October 24th.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I love Kyle.
You love him?
Yeah, he's really dope. I enjoy his, like, presence.
Okay. I love that. Well, I think Super Smash Brothers are here, so we'll spare people from, you know...
our long, dry conversation.
But we'll be back with Super Smash Brothers after this. We're going to play... let's play that still. This is off Family Cookout. And that is out now everywhere. You can get it on SoundCloud, though. That's where I was listening to it. We'll be back with them in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah. I might put a whole eight truly. I don't know the girl, but I know she wanna do me. All I do is win, get money in the coupe. Still the same that I used to be. Hey, today I'm rapping, but I'm in the trap usually. Damn, hey, still the same that I used to be. Yeah, today I'm rapping, but I'm in the trap usually. Damn, hey, still the same that I used to be. She want me, she won't give me throat. I just pulled up on a boat. I just smoked a whole O. Had to cut that job, she always doing the most. I started off with five bags, turned that to a zone. If I don't get this pack off, I ain't going home. But in the basement, shawty never seen my room. I ain't got a dog, but I got some dog food. Earrings look just like Sailor Moon. Walk up in the room, all you see is mad fumes.
I'ma stay down like a tattoo, lil'. My stash got a little stash too, lil'. Pull up, deliver, then I pull off with your sister. Treat her with respect, my clientele call me mister. And they always know that work gon' stay official. Gun so damn big, bullet size of your pistol. Lil' shorty wanna stick a down to the gristle.
Okay.
Yeah. I might pour the whole eight truly. I don't know the girl, but I know she wanna do me. All I do is win, get money in the coupe. Yeah, still the same that I used to be. Hey, today I'm rapping, but I'm in the trap usually. Damn, hey, still the same that I used to be. Yeah, today I'm rapping, but I'm in the trap usually. Damn, hey, still the same that I used to be.
Hey, still the same that I used to be. Hey, today I'm with yo, but I be pimping usually. Damn, I don't want that hoe, cause these hoes be some users be. Hey, same ones say they ride, the same ones be accusing me. Hey, ain't no silver anywhere upon my jewelry. Hey, Zach and Goofy Goober with the foolery. Hey, we was really out here trapping before school, you see. Hey, I'm gon' be here for a while, so get used to me. Hey, she aggie, she doing the most. Hey, I had to let that go. Hey, I took a trip over coast. Hey, ain't low boat, but I'm on a low boat. Go through some poor folk. Hey, go through more than poor before. Hey, I took a trip on the stove. Hey, I'ma have my animo. Take a pill, pop that. I can't stop that. My riding in, they all could you vouch that. Today I'm rapping instead of trapping, but I'm about that. Still with the sh. Ain't no way that I ain't about that. Damn.
I might pour the whole eight truly. I don't know the girl, but I know she wanna do me. All I do is win, get money in the coupe. Yeah, still the same that I used to be. Hey, today I'm rapping, but I'm in the trap usually. Damn, hey, still the same that I used to be. Yeah, today I'm rapping, but I'm in the trap usually. Damn, hey, still the same that I used to be.
All right, we are back, and we got Super Smash Bros. In the building.
Welcome.
Do you guys, is it Super Smash Brothers or Super Smash Bros? Can we say both?
There we go.
You good?
Yeah, we good.
You good?
Yeah, Super Smash Bros, Super Smash Brothers. You can call it whatever you want, honestly.
Yeah, man.
It's off of however you're feeling.
I'm usually reading it, so
right.
It changes.
It definitely changes, and people be messing it up, so we gotta get that right.
Yeah.
Wait, bros with a Z.
Yeah, bros with a Z.
With a Z.
They spell it with an S, which is like...
That's amateur.
Everybody knows what Super Smash Bros. Is with an S, versus the Super Smash Bros. With a Z. We're trying to make that distinct difference.
You know, and get these vibes right.
Yeah, right. SEO purposes alone, you're not Googleable with the S.
You feel me?
I hear that. So you guys just dropped Family Cookout.
Yeah.
To pretty widespread acclaim, I'd say.
I'm really happy. I mean, shout out Family Cookout, man.
Yeah.
Family Cookout out now. I gotta do the plug.
Yeah. That's what you're here for.
Yeah, Family Cookout out now. Shout out all the artists involved. Like, sure. Real talk, shout out all the producers involved. Shout out everyone that
played a
role. You
know,
yeah, played a role, like, from the listening party. Shout out Brandon, real talk. Shout out Brandon. Happy belated to my guy,
my
real
guy.
Talk.
Out here.
Man, show off marketing, man.
The boombox way, all that.
Yeah, real rap. Yeah, just seriously, shout out to everybody that played a part in this project, because it, like, people don't understand, this wasn't about us. This is way bigger than us, you know, this is... Literally for the culture. And
besides the money that we personally put into this, like, the time that we spent on this was, like, it took almost a year for us to really put this whole project together, and I feel like you kind of shows in the project, you know.
Yeah.
You see how much, like, time we took with it.
Well, Replay did his the night before, right?
Oh yeah, that's just well, you have to make proper finessements, so it goes with the theme.
That
was literally proper finessements. It was, the thing is, Replay was, like, on it, though. Replay knew he was going to be on Family Cookout, like, at the end of the day. We knew it, and he knew it. Like,
yeah, so.
So things happen when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, man. Shout out Replay. Proper Finesse was coming soon.
Yeah. Keep following the Ask for One page as well, man.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah, just once again, shout out everybody that played a part in this, because this project, you know, it's still fairly new.
Yeah,
you know?
It's definitely new. Don't let it get lost in the, you know, shuffle here, because you definitely got to keep at it. You got a ton of artists on here, so how did it come together? Like, how did this family of yours become a thing?
I would say really just relationships with all of the artists, honestly. Like, I feel like everybody that was featured on the tape, it actually makes it like a family cookout, because we knew these people prior to them, like even most of them on the before even having a music relationship with them, you know. And I feel like it makes everything a lot more organic and easier to work with, you know what I mean? Like, it just flows easier when you can talk to someone and not talk about music and just laugh and about
just talk
stuff.
About life, yeah. You know, you can actually
just have a simple conversation.
You can hear it on like the skits and stuff too, like,
yeah,
they're involved, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no.
Shout out OG for
shout out OG. Yeah, classic, man.
Definitely.
So how did you put it together then, cuz you do have relationships with everybody? Did you like get the beats and send them out? Did you have people come record in sessions, or did people send you tracks? Like,
it was the family cookout. Everybody brings something to the table, you know. Like, it was one of those things. For the most part, we pretty much put all the sessions together. We initially had one massive sessions.
Yeah.
I mean, one super massive, like, day-long session at Converse Rubber Tracks.
Which was, honestly, the kickstarter.
Yeah, that was the kickstarter of this whole project. Yeah. We invited, like, mad artists out of the city and, like, around the city. And people just came. And I feel like that kind of broke the wall and kind of set the tone for what we were trying to do. Because people, like, there were artists in there that literally were telling me, you know, like, yo, like, oh, like, I've heard about this guy. I've never even seen him in real life, you know? Like, and it was like, Boston is small.
Yeah.
So you're connecting, like, dots too.
Yeah,
it was
cool, yeah. And like, shout out, like, some relationships that were fostered through this. Like, I know some people that met through this project
and built
are doing, yeah, you doing know, music they're already together. They're already making music together and doing stuff. And that's really what we wanted.
Yeah. Why now, though? Why put this project out now? You said you've been working on it for a year. So
perfect,
like,
timing, yeah.
Why did you choose now?
Timing's everything. yeah, we just got to a point where I honestly feel like we just felt like it was like, what's next? We always kind of think like that, but it was like we were doing our mixes, and then we were just like, all right, like, we want to do something different.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we could feel the energy from a lot, like I said, like, we have real relationships with these people. So it's like, it's crazy to me every day, you know, like, when I'm seeing all these people that we know, like, just really putting out music and they're getting acclaim. It's not crazy because I know them at the end of the day.
Yeah,
so,
man,
like,
you know,
I
know what they're
capable, but still seeing it happen is just like, dang, this is crazy. Like,
good
like
work.
These are the homies. Yeah, keep going. And that just keeps, you know, it just started to get. There was just a lot of good energy going, so we just like, you know,
yeah,
let's try to, you know, see what we can do. As I feel like the time was just right for us, because I felt like we were in a position with the relationships we developed with all these artists, like, where we could do something like this, and people would be more receptive to it.
It definitely feels like a party too.
Yeah.
So did every how many tracks do you have on deck?
A good amount. Yeah. We have a good amount of tracks on deck. And honestly, like, I'm not trying to say we're, like, looking past these tracks, but, like the tracks that are already out and released, but it's, like, what's next? Like,
cool.
Let's change it up. Let's not maybe do a project. Let's go back to the mixes. Or let's
Well, what's next is Purple Friday, right?
Oh, yes. Shout out Good Life for being one of the best venues in Boston. Like, ever to support
DJs.
Yeah.
Big facts,
right? Straight up. Like,
they hold it down.
Yeah, they hold it down, honestly. I went to a DJ appreciation, which was honestly, I'm like, what? I'm appreciated like this? Like, seriously, in my mind, I'm like, wow, this is like serious. Like, they show love. They want DJs to excel. They want to see them prosper. So that's really dope. So shout out to Good Life.
and everybody
yeah,
over there.
We at Purple Fridays.
Oh, yeah. But we're there, yeah, Friday.
That's Friday.
Friday night, good life. I know you guys are on it. I know Candy Rain's back up for it.
Oh, yeah,
Candy Rain's. So, should be dope. Yeah, and shout out to Good Life. They gave our buddies a chance for the night, and that's been going great, too. Homies that have bad decisions, so, like, they definitely show love to DJs that are doing stuff.
Definitely, man.
You guys are important. You deserve
the
appreciation.
Yeah, Super Smash Bros. And 47 Hats out now, too. We got limited supply, so.
Okay.
So if you need those, they're going for 25 each. Just contact us, like, individually on the Super Smash Bros. Page.
Sign up.
You know, yeah.
Word. And you guys got a BMA nomination, too, right?
Yeah. Shout out to BMAs.
Yeah,
that
congrats
was,
on that.
Thank you very much.
That was surprising, but.
Yeah,
it was cool.
It was definitely awesome.
Shout out to them.
Get out and vote. Oompa said she's handing out I voted stickers. So I don't know. You guys gotta get the campaign rocking.
Yeah, shout out to Oompa.
Big shout out to Oompa.
So
I'm a believer in if it's meant to be, it'll happen. You know.
Yeah. All right. Most of the time.
Received.
Most of the time.
So we got some records. You guys send us a whole bunch. What would you want to hear?
Honestly. Might as well grab it. Let's start with Grab It.
Grab It.
Grab It video is coming out Thursday, ladies and gentlemen.
On Thursday. We're dropping a video on Thursday.
Dropping a music video.
First visual. Yes. You heard it here first.
Boom, 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 boom.
Boom.
Boom. You heard it here first. Grab It video Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Super Smash Brothers after
Shout out T-Watt.
Yep.
Shout out T-Watt. He's got some big beats on this album, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
Be on the lookout
for
that.
He's a maniac.
We'll be back after this. You tune in to Live Free or Die.
Grab It.
Radio. Like
grab it.
Yeah.
Top it.
Woo.
Magic.
Ay. 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 Yeah. Ay. Finesse. Shout out my Kenny's the whipping. I told him the chili don't listen. Ay. He rather ride with a Smithin'. Call your plug, now you missing.
Negative.
Sorry, but I ain't a Christian. Ay, hit your plug, say it's for you. Ooh, then we just do what we do. It's like they let out the zoo. Still with my woes on the low. Junkie still hitting my phone. Yeah, I flipped it, you already know. I said I needed the dough. Ay, now we all out with the pad. Junkie didn't get it right back. We just pulled the ad. Savage don't know how to act.
Grab it like a rabbit. Out of top hat, the magic. It's a movie, cinematic. And they don't want no static. Grab it like a rabbit. Out of top hat, the magic. It's a movie, cinematic. And they don't want no static.
Walk up in the store for vintage friendly Angel Sanders. All designer fabrics, they call me Princess Diana. Ask me how I got this fly. I walked, I flew, I ran. Drugs like the weekend. Reading the Koran, smoking on Afghans. Damn. I grab and flip it so nicely. You grab and flip like the hype beast. I got new Benjamins and the old. My money on that blue ivy. No, I ain't tryna be wifey. I'ma just do you like Nike. Most of them drown in my ocean. That's why I fell in love with the Pisces. I think the sun just don't like me. My jewelry shining too brightly. My New York niggas got light feet. And my Oakland niggas get high feet. Basically, just tryna bite me. But they cannot fathom my psyche. My old head told me choose wisely. But catching me slipping is rather unlikely. Grab it like a rabbit. Out of top hat, it's magic. Shocking like I'm static. And they little cheap like Catholics. Louis V print on my fabrics. I got the act right, I'm an actress. They asking why I spit it harder than dragons. And all these tricks, I feel like Inspector Gadget. Fantastic.
Grab it like a rabbit. Out of top hat, it's magic. It's a movie, cinematic. And they don't want no static. Grab it like a rabbit. Out of top hat, it's magic. It's a movie, cinematic. And they don't want no static.
Smash Bros, yeah.
Grab it and flip it, yeah. Grab it and flip it, yeah.
Lil Rich, yeah.
Grab it and flip it, yeah. Grab it and flip it, yeah.
T-Y, yeah.
Grab it and flip it, yeah. Grab it and flip it, yeah.
Plaid Finesse, yeah.
Grab it and flip it, yeah. Grab it and flip it, yeah.
Queen Cheese, yeah.
She grab it and flip it, she grab it and flip it, yeah. Grab it, yeah. Grab it and flip it, yeah.
Yeah, man, we just getting those vibes, man. You heard? Big facts. Aw, shit. Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, grab it and flip it. Yeah, shout out to Plaid Finesse one time. Shout out
Lil Rich.
Shout out
everybody. Man.
Shout out everybody. Again, shout out T.
Here.
Wizzy. What?
How'd you pick that one for the first single or for the first video? Because you got singles out already.
I don't know.
Honestly, because I don't even know why, but I feel like partially it was because of how well the song came together. And, like, I kind of didn't know how well the, like, honestly, I didn't, like, I kept listening to the song. We loved it. Like, but I was just, like, after we released it, I was just, like, almost like it was a new listen to me again. You know what I mean? So, like, I was like, whoa, this song's really banging. Like, this beat's smacking. So, I feel like maybe for me that was a little bit of influence. I don't know about for him. Fresco.
I don't know. I think it just kind of just, yeah, just, there was just excitement for that song. And I feel like what it's, what the chorus is about, like grab it and flip it. It's like, it's just kind of a cool thing to make a visual for, you know, you can take that in so many different directions. And it's like, definitely. We're definitely not, that's not going to be the last video either. So we, you know,
I hope not. People stop with the videos way too soon. Like there's no, you can do every song.
A video can keep a project relevant for like a year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a year if you space your visuals up.
Yep.
Not saying, I mean, we wouldn't drop anything else, but I'm just saying.
Like, you guys are hit, but some people give up on their stuff too soon. You know?
You got to push it. You got to remember there's so much music coming out. Like, it's like actually ridiculous. You know, there's some people like, who are like still bumping Kendrick's album like solely. Nothing's wrong with that, but I'm just saying like that dropped like for me, because I listen to music all the time, but like that's like ages ago.
I feel like everyone in here has got a similar thing. Sense, but we're just listening, like we're always searching. So
I'm always listening, always searching. So it's like, you know, there's people that really just, it takes a while before they even find your music.
Yeah.
And there's people that are hard to reach. Like, not everyone's as tuned in. So, like, you have to do everything to get their attention.
Exactly.
And it's not their job to find you.
Exactly.
At all.
Exactly.
So, but we wanted to talk. I'm glad you guys, can you say your names for the mics so people can know who's talking?
Muy Fresco.
Noma Gnomes.
Yeah.
And you are the Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah. Super Smash. People really can't tell the difference between our voice, bro. Like, it's actually funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's way deeper.
He is, right? Yeah. That's what I think. I think, like, I talk a lot higher than he does. But a lot of people, when we're on the radio or, like, something like that, people be like, which one are you guys talking?
We'll put tags in. Send us your tags. We'll just drop them in sentence.
That'll be classic.
So, y'all are actually brothers, though, right?
Yeah, real
blood brothers. Yeah.
Real blood.
Same mom, same dad.
Yeah. How'd you guys get together to create? I mean, yes, I know you brothers, but like, how did you guys like connect and was like, yo, we're about to be DJs and put this?
Oh, they're pops, right?
My
dad, like, he used to DJ back in the day, but nothing like what we doing.
What type of music did he DJ?
Like,
he'll do old school, soul,
reggae, like Afro beats, like, you know, like all stuff. Like, he played everything.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then like traditional Nigerian like high life and stuff too.
Oh, what y'all know about high life?
High life is a tune.
What?
It's a big tune. I like that song.
But high life is lit.
People gotta get hip to that. Like,
high life is like the mother of Afrobeat. So Fela Kuti.
Yeah.
I know Fela.
That's high life.
But I don't know, we just kinda got to a point where, honestly, I'm not going to lie, I was, like, DJing. I kind of was DJing more heavy, like, a little earlier than my brother. But granted, I'm older than him. But, but you know, I was DJing a little bit more, and then
I was more of, like, the equipment guy. Like, I knew how to set everything up.
Yeah.
Like, very well. Like, I got it down pat at a young age. Like, I used to just watch my dad do it. So, like, I used to follow him just to gigs and do that. Literally just work on the sound, make sure the volume and levels are all centered and bass. And I was just like, I just saw him DJing a little more than I was. Like, I was like, yo, we could both do this and like, we can both take it somewhere. And you know, and honestly, it's better that it's both of us, because it's so easy for me to just like say a song that he was thinking of but forgot about.
Right.
That, you know, that he's about to play. You know, that way I feel like it helps. It definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty easy working. Well, it's annoying sometimes, obviously, because we're brothers, but
well,
it's
usually
the
like
easiest working with this guy because he knows me better than anybody. You know what I mean? Yeah.
A good band is like a family anyway, and if you start as a family, that's, you know.
Can't break that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be able to.
Hopefully not.
I'm telling you.
Do you guys actually throw cookouts?
Yeah, we do a couple.
Yeah, we've thrown a couple. Yeah. But we haven't thrown any recently, honestly.
Anything on the level that I want to get back to throwing.
Yeah.
So how long have you really been going hard at it? Because I started hearing your name, I don't know, maybe a year ago, maybe.
And you didn't reach out?
Huh?
You didn't reach
out? People reach out to me, bro.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You got the juice. Like,
nah. I'm kidding. But no, we didn't. You weren't putting out projects. We don't do enough with DJs.
Of course, man.
If you don't have clean records, we can't really do a lot with you. You know.
I definitely feel. I'm just joshing.
I know.
Two years ago.
Yeah. Is it officially 2 years?
Yeah. About 2 years ago.
I have a question that I always wanted, or at least I want to ask more DJs is, whenever you guys are like turning the tables, I don't know what the phrase is, but whenever you guys are like, you know, DJing or whatever, are you guys more so influenced by whoever is in the space, or is it like a storyline that you already have set up that you're willing to, you're just going to play like,
oh, like
just
almost
a
like
plan, set list, or are you guys more so influenced by who's in the space, like what if they're dancing, yeah, or like whatever?
It's all that. Yeah, okay. That's the only way. We don't, there's no, there's not no predetermined, like,
okay, but
we have a 45 minute set, let's plan this out.
Yeah, okay. You got a song?
Yeah.
Let's think of
we just pretty much, yo, let's think of a first song to go into.
A good first song
and then just gonna.
Are you ever like, if people have like requests, are you like, nah, I'm not gonna play that.
That's a wrap.
So y'all don't play people's requests? Or?
I mean, it depends on who's asking.
It depends what kind of function
and what type of mood. But more often than not, nah.
Do you go up to the DJ booth and make requests?
No.
Okay.
Depends on the approach.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
say. Some people just come like,
play this.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Like, no. Like, I,
Goes even if on the you, radio, even, yeah, it's like, probably playing on there right now.
You know? Like, even if you wanted me to
or
play it,
or sometimes they'll want us to repeat songs.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, I just played this song like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, you weren't here for me to, like, you know, like, for listen to it, like, so it's one. Like, nah, it's like,
you're not on demand. It's not, you're not a Spotify, you know.
Yeah, it gets annoying, but you get over it. And that's just part of the job, kind of.
And sometimes you just want them to just trust the DJ.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what you're there for. Yeah, exactly. You know what you're doing.
You're gonna hear the song you most likely you want to hear.
Yeah,
unless it's like
way left, or you know.
But, I've gotten some way less before.
Yeah, I've gotten some like the most ridiculous request sometimes. Yeah.
Do you ever get like rappers or like entertainers coming to like tell you to play their joints?
Oh yeah,
all the time.
Yeah,
are you more reluctant to like play their stuff?
Nah, that doesn't immediately like factor, make a factor if like we're gonna play that song. You know what I mean? Like just because they come up to us, like, nah. And yeah, it doesn't really like change what we're gonna do. Yeah,
we're trying to, you know, we're trying to set a vibe. So it's like I'm not about to just play your song on demand type thing.
Yeah.
If you catch me like maybe like we're in the perfect, it has to be like the perfect song to go with it or something like that.
And that does happen sometimes. Like people like will remind you of a song that you thought about, like I do sometimes for him or he does for me when we're both spinning. But like yeah, they'll remind you of a song like, oh, perfect, like right now, like that goes crazy.
Right.
So it just flows. So it really depends on the approach. That's like one of the biggest things. Like definitely.
Do you guys ever compete against each other about like who's nicest, who mixes better?
Yeah.
Okay. Word.
Of course.
It doesn't make you better as DJs, or.
Do you want to answer that question for the record, or?
What do you mean? Hold like who's better right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I was asking. But if that's a question that's that you're gonna. No. I was just saying, like, does it challenge you to be better in
I'm
a
better.
Sense? Okay.
I'm better.
No. But
that's all.
Nah,
man.
We're not gonna do that.
Yeah, we're not about to go. We're not about
we don't
to
do that.
Yeah, we don't. We honestly just, I feel like why we work is we both know our roles and we know like where, like, it, sometimes we just know when it's like time to switch or like, you know, we just know like.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah, it's very, very like organic. I feel like it's just.
It's not no like.
Sorry, it's like I said, it's very organic. Like it's just.
Yeah, that's the thing about us, we like to switch, you know, when we do switch and stuff, it's like, we, you know, like, my brother's playing five hot songs, I'm not just gonna be like, okay, we said you were gonna just play five songs,
Right. Switch. If he's in the groove.
Yeah, you know, it's like, gotcha. If he's in his groove, I'm talking my stuff.
Good catch.
I'm talking my stuff on the mic, you know, we're going to turn up, and then vice versa.
And it, like, literally, like, it's some, because I feel like every DJ, the great thing about having two minds when DJing is, like, every DJ kind of, like, there's some point you know you're not going to have the function as lit as you want. Like, unless you're, I mean, let me not say every DJ. There's a lot of DJs that are still not at the point where they can have the function lit 24. Like, if you're DJing 4 hours, you're not going to have it lit from beginning to end. You know, even if people are there a little early, like,
it's just depends not, when you're up. Yeah, too, you know, because you can't, like, play the big stuff.
You can't. Literally, that's what I was gonna say. Because it happens to the point where it's like, people do it, but it's annoying. Where people just, like, just hurry up and start playing, like, all the bangers, like, right immediately. And it's annoying.
I see it, there's enough music to go around, but exactly. I think that, you know, as a
common,
DJ, one
it's
of the
common
best,
courtesy.
It's just. You just should know how to build a party. I guess. That's what it comes down to, is just building a party.
Speaking of building a party, we want to play one more record, and then we come back. Priscilla's got a heavy question for you. She might even give you a preview before we go on. I don't know if she's going to or not.
I don't know if I'm being nice.
Yeah, it depends if you've rubbed her the wrong way or not. But speaking of building the party, I usually pick the songs, but you guys are the DJs. What's next?
I feel like y'all should play Thought. I like that song.
You Thought?
I really like that song.
How much time we got?
9 minutes.
Can we play that and play that?
That's it.
Play that.
I was gonna say play that and then play replay and release.
Yeah,
we'll play replay next week, maybe. We'll see what we can do.
They're both 2 minutes long. Yeah.
We cut it all out of the podcast anyway, though.
Okay.
So, but you Thought for Priscilla. We're here with Super Smash Brothers. You tune in to Live Free
Get
or Die.
Shout out GOD. Polo Summers.
Yo.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, play this tune, dog.
SSB. GOD.
Yeah. Boza.
Yes. That's it. Let me start this was. Let me start this was. Let me start this was. You thought. Let me start this was. Let me start this was. Let me start this was. You thought. Won't do anything for fame, but I do anything for pay. If a run up on me wrong way, then let me swing. Baby, I do my thing. Check out my bum, make James. Probably like 6 stacks in here, yeah. Probably like 6 stacks in here, yeah. Do this rest of my life. Run, lose your life. Send me to the right, yeah. He sitting around with a 9. Run, lose your life. Run, lose your wife. I can take a bitch tonight. How the bitch going through? How the bitch going live? How the bitch going white? How the bitch up on the moon? You ain't never get this high. You ain't never get this fly. Kill n***a, think I'm mine. All my n***a down the ride. Yeah, all my n***a down the ride. We can start this was. We can start this was. We can start this was. You thought. We can start this was. We can start this was. We can start this was. You thought.
Jabberwocky with the moves. Swear I'm never gonna lose. Feeling lit up by the juice. Put some lean up on my shoes. That's your girl, I wanna scoop. I'm just tryna tell the truth. There's only room for me and you. Tell me what you wanna do. My kids in a gun like a tooth. That's just a doctor you choose. I slip in the right oops. Baby, this liquor's for you. Hopefully that can suffice. Baby, I just need one night. You talking like you got a right. You know my future looking bright.
Rinse out this was. Rinse out this was. Rinse out this was. You thought. Rinse out this was. Rinse out this was. Rinse out this was.
Yeah. It's the Smash Bros, man. And you rocking out.
Get your vibes.
Pull up.
Alright, let's do that again. Yo, it's the Smash Bros.
Get your vibes right.
You rocking out with LFDOOD. Dang. Let's do that again. LFOD. One more time. Yo, it's the Smash Bros.
Get your vibes right, not left.
You dig, and you rocking out with LFOD.
Boom.
Live free or die.
I word. So the question that Super Smash Bros have been asked is, if there was a hip hop lyric to describe their project, what would that hip hop lyric be? They've had some time to think about it, so I am waiting on the answer. Dun, 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 dun.
Fresco,
and it doesn't have to be a lyric. It could
Fresco,
also be a song.
Fresco, you go first. Fresco, you go first.
Yeah.
That's the best drop we've ever gotten, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the whole thing.
Live for your night.
Live for your night.
I think... but honestly, it's not really fair. The song's unreleased.
Okay.
It's by my guy Nebuchadnezzar. And it's these N-words want... B-I-T-C... plurals. These N-words want riches but don't know what effort is.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And my quick explanation for that is just, I mean, a lot of people think, I feel like with this tape, we've never made a project like this, and people think like stuff like this is easy. I'm like, dealing with 20 artists is way harder than making a solo project. You know, you gotta cater everyone's schedules, you gotta cater to artists' egos, you know, you gotta cater to a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that comes together with it, and you gotta make sure, and chemistry is a huge thing. Like, a lot of people have their, you know, their methods of recording. Some people like, you know, like the light's dark and they don't even want anyone in the studio, you know, like versus somebody who wants a party to get into there, you know, like there's a lot of stuff that you got to do, and it's like, I don't know, a lot of the things that have come during this time we've been making this project, and like a lot of the places I've been and people I've started to meet, is just like, a lot of people, everybody's working, you know, it's like, how hard are you gonna work?
Right.
That's what it comes down to. It's like, cause like, I see it for artists, like, everybody's one song away in this generation, you know what I mean? It's like, just if you perfect your craft, like, and you just keep getting better, you know, like the all that stuff you want will eventually come.
That's a fact. My dude, what you got for us? You got 1 minute.
Man, I couldn't even really think of like a lyric, but
you got an ad lib.
You said album, so did you have an album?
I was gonna say More Life.
Okay.
Just off the strength, like, this tape is definitely More Life. It's new faces, it's new talent. It also displays like new music, you know what I mean? Like, music you haven't even seen from some of the artists that people have been waiting for them to drop, you know what I mean? Like, so like, I feel like that was definitely
and definitely unexpected collaborations and new, sure. Yeah, back to what we were saying, new relationships fostered through this project, and
definitely
artists who have become fans of each other. So it's dope.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for answering that. See, it wasn't so hard.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lyric. Didn't you have a question?
We'll talk off air. I want to talk to you. I think we have the same mentality about a lot of things, so I want to get into that. You know, we might have to have you back and do another
once
one.
Once again, shout out everybody for rocking with us, man. We go by Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
My name is Mooy Fresco.
Noma Gnomes. Yeah, Grab It, dropping Thursday. Make sure you guys tune into that. It's going to be on our YouTube. Super Smash Bros with a Z. Make sure you follow us.
Word.
Live for your die.
Yeah, man. We'll get all that out when the video drops and everything. We'll make sure to put that on our channels. If you're tuned in, it's LFOD Radio everywhere, at Live Free OD Radio Twitter. If you're an artist, send us clean records, submissions at LFODradio.com. That's how it happens. You send us a clean record. If we like it, we go from there. And, you know, we know some DJs too, so if it's good, we can pass it on to them. And we'll be back next week. Actually, we have no guests next week, so it's just going to be records and records and records. So hit us up, submissions at LFODradio.com.
Make sure you listen to that family cookout.
Absolutely. Yes. This podcast is going to be live tomorrow
SoundCloud
morning
now
at LFODradio.com or on iTunes, and it'll be at SoundCloud.com/LFODradio.